When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, who has not taken advantage of the week free trial of the fitness app yet? Check it out. It is a one-stop shop for all your fitness, nutrition, and wellness needs. Custom meal plans, personalized workout programs, meditations, sleep programs, community, support, and so much more. You can use it on any device, anywhere, any place, anytime. No equipment needed, or all the equipment in the world is in there. There's yoga, there's kickboxing, there's audio-only workouts, there's HIIT training, weight loss programs, prenatal programs. Anything and everything you can think of is in the fitness app. And if you go to thefitnessapp.com/podcastdeal, you can get 25% off an annual subscription for $89.99 a year. So check it out and start your free trial today.
Welcome to Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels.
Oh, I feel like I want to say and Schminder Doodle Beans, huh?
Because we need a longer title for the show.
How's that for Uber Pro? And we've been doing so well too. And I had to just blow it. Those openings have been so clean and nice. Where am I? I am in Los Angeles at the moment. And I have managed to get myself a fantastic cold. I was supposed to be back in Miami to record professional shows with professional guests, but you guys are going to get another guestless show because, I mean, who needs more than Jillian Michaels, Cindy? You know what I'm saying? How about my hair on our Zoom? You guys should see I have hair coming out of my hair clip. I look like
kinda, I was sleeping sort of in the pompadour-ish. Street.
Yeah. It's like pieces coming out everywhere. I got a runny nose. I mean, this is just the disaster.
But only in this segment, because you're going to sound great in the next
in
two
the
segments.
Other two.
We
I was in Miami
those.
When we did those. And we were talking about what we're going to be discussing with you guys today is how to use your sense of smell to kill cravings. Caveat being when you can smell. When your nose works. And barefoot fitness, the pros, the cons, when to do it, when not to, how to graduate into it. So now that I've left you a really solid tease, we could talk about immunity, because of course I got sick in California when I didn't have my stuff, right? All the things.
Yeah.
All the things. I was like, come on, man. And I haven't been sick since COVID. Wow. Since I had COVID over 2 years ago.
Doesn't it feel weird? Because I haven't since I had the flu, after Christmas 2019. Doesn't it feel weird to be sick when you haven't been sick? Like, aware of every symptom?
I'm like, I forgot how bad this sucked. Yeah, I've been hyper aware of feeling like complete crap. And this brings me to I've got a special offer for you guys. I had to go because I didn't have my stuff, right? So Alaya, which is the company I invested in with Shauna Ryder, with the collagen and the greens and the, you know, the turmeric and the curl, all that stuff. So after, after COVID, Shauna and I were talking about how we were taking like 15 different things, right, all at the same time. Whenever we would get sick or to try to prevent getting sick and how annoying it was. So she began formulating a product with all the things. But in the interim, Alaya is a direct to consumer brand. You order it and it comes to you, right? So in addition, I have all my Alaya immunity stuff in Miami, which I did not pack to bring with me to Los Angeles. So in addition, we sold out of it all. I was like, oh my God. So my one of my partners, I'm like, hey, Avi, I'm going to run by your house. I'm going to scoop some immunity and the immunity stuff. And he's like, no, we're out of it. And I was like, what? So we did just get, he's like, no, we're expecting it. But you know, everything's backed up, right? Because of COVID, so if one ingredient is out, one ingredient. So now it looks like, you know, globally we're getting some relief to that problem, but nevertheless, do you realize? So of course I went to the vitamin barn in Malibu and I bought all 20 of the things, dude, the liposomal C, the zinc citrate, the acerola cherry, the ginger, the garlic chiolic, the astragalus, the ashwagandha,
oh my God,
the elderberry. And I was like, I'm going to burn a hole in my intestines with all this crap. And it's like, so I've got a special deal for you guys. Okay. So nobody goes through this again. If you are so inclined, Alaya is going to let you try their immunity product at their cost, which is like $14. And I think it usually sells for like $23.99 or something. So if you decide you want to try it, it has all that stuff. It has all the stuff in it. It has vitamin C, organic acerola cherry, zinc citrate, moringa. I forgot about that one. I didn't buy that one at the store. Organic elderberry, organic astragalus root, organic ginger, organic garlic chiolic, organic oregano leaf oil. I forgot about that one. All of the things. So if you're so inclined, you go to Alaya Naturals, A-L-A-Y-A, naturals.com, and you enter the code WELL, W-E-L-L, 50, WELL 50 at checkout, and you will get it at cost. If you feel like you have a cold coming on or anything coming on, works like a charm. Like I said, I haven't been sick since COVID until now. So, oh my God, but I got to tell you, here's what else sucks, you guys. You notice, Cindy, it's right when you're just super stressed out.
Oh, every time.
And it's like your body, it just compromises the hell out of your biochemistry. And your sleep gets messed up and then you're not eating great and your hydration gets messed up. And then you start to burn the candle because you're stressed out. So I don't have COVID, by the way. I should make that known, because Deshanna got it first and had to have a gallbladder surgery at 37. How does that happen? I'm like, you're 37. You're not allowed to have these kinds of problems. I'm trading you in for a 27-year-old model. I can't be having problems with this model so young, Cindy. Like,
they don't make them like they used to.
Yeah. What the hell? So she got to, you know, so it's, I got tested then. And then Lou had to go to summer camp. She got tested. So it's not COVID. But it was like the minute you really, like, life kind of converges upon you, you get a little bit lax. And I had to shoot. Here's the other best part. So because I was in Los Angeles, we shot, I don't know if we're going to be able to call it the 30-day shred sequel now because of all the legalities with Lionsgate, but essentially that's what it is. People have been just, they still use it. They love it. So I get sick. Here's the best part. Sick while we're shooting it. 8 hours a day of workouts.
Oh my God.
You guys, I hope you guys don't notice. I'm on fire. I don't know if you'll notice. And your favorite Natalie's back, and we're bringing Megan in from the fitness app on it and everything. And it isn't 3 workouts though, because the world has changed. It's 30 days, but it's 8 workouts. So it's 2 new workouts every week that you circulate, right? And then you get an app membership with it. So the food and all this stuff come with it. So I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I've been talking about shooting this sequel for I don't know how long. And I got sick. DeShanna has a gallbladder surgery coming up that I can't be with her for because she's got to go back to Miami to get it out immediately. We had to postpone our wedding. Which I get it. These are not real problems. People listening are probably like, you know, every time I look at the comments in the Facebook community, which that's another one, by the way, I see you guys DM me and that's so sweet, but like they move so fast. I can't catch them. I can't catch it. It's like, I don't have, it's like really hard to catch it. Go to the, if ever you guys want to, you know, connect, like I'm able to go on the app forums. And if you can't afford the app forums, totally get it. Go to the Facebook. We have a little Facebook community, Jillian Michaels Facebook community. Go there. There's like 54,000 members. It's a private little group, not a public page. And we have to approve everybody on there. We have moderators and the whole thing. Everybody's lovely. Nobody's shitty or mean. And I'm usually able to, I get in there every single day, at least once a day. And what the hell was I talking about there? Oh, so I see the comments. I'm so, Cindy, I'm losing my mind. So
you need
I see
another sip of tea.
Right? And I see these comments and it's like, someone's like, and then, you know, my dog got a rare form of cancer from, you know, this, and my mother, you know, got hit by a poison dart, frog dart, and you're just like, and then I lost my job, and then I shattered my leg in both three places, and then I'm like, oh my God, everybody's just getting
heartbroken.
When does this stop?
You know, I hate to say it, but it's like, I think this is just life, and
Cindy, it used to be life.
Life's where happening to everyone breaks, at the same mama. Time.
Right? Like, where are the, and then I was talking to my mom and I was like, Mom, what the fuck? And she's like, honey, I got to tell you, even just like the climate, right? Of everybody fighting, everybody angry at each other.
Well, yeah.
You know, she's like, I've never seen the world so polarized in my whole life. My mom's like 70 years old. Never. She's like, I've never seen it. And don't worry, guys. I'm going to try to lift you up out of the depths of despair after I take you all the way down this rabbit hole. But I mean, there comes a point where I want to stop just being like, could be worse. Like, fuck that. Let's just take a minute to just like lick our wounds here, decide how we're going to be lovely to ourselves this week. And that's it, man. Like, I get it. You roll with the punches. But like, holy hell. I've just seen people. I was just talking to G and I was like, oh my God, G, these last 3 years. And it's like, his dad has been on the brink of death for 3 years, off, on, in the hospital, out of the hospital, third brain surgery. It's like, oh my God. You know what I mean? Like, D just had that breast cancer scare that now, thank God, we're past, but it wasn't a joke. It was not a joke. It wasn't like, oh, it was nothing. It was like, okay, it's something. It was a little weird. We found atypical cells. And now we're going to watch you for the rest of your life, like really, really closely. She's 37. No Broccagene.
I just
and a gallbladder emergency.
As we get older, more of these things happen and it's more of a shock to us in the beginning. And then it becomes, you know, oh, once again, it's like, oh, older people are always talking about ailments and doctors, but it's like,
because they're going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're going.
It's new to them. The same way it's new to us now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Cindy. You're spot on. She went in and the doctor was like, oh, your mother has a history of breast cancer. And she said, yeah, new guy in Miami, right? New concierge guy. Awesome guy. Cause you have to have a concierge doctor in Miami or there's no doctor, which is, anyway, separate conversation. So he's like, well, we should really just have you had a mammogram? She's like, no, I was waiting till 40. He goes, well, you know, she doesn't have the BRCA gene. He goes, because your mom has it. We should just get a baseline. And then they find this thing. And you know, the whole thing is you were dealing with it on the other end, you know, as my friend. And now she's okay and everything. But then they find gallstones. And it's like this whole thing, this kid, she's 37.
You know, I heard this about one of my parents' friends who came back from Ireland to New York to get some surgery on her back. And from the x-rays of her back, they found lung cancer. So it's like,
oh my God.
Okay, if you want to look at the positive, they never would have found it.
Yep.
Well, now they can do something about it.
Now they're going to watch her like a hawk.
So I read Sea of Tranquility by Emily St. John Mandel. She wrote Station 11.
Okay.
And they're talking about how you know, the end of the world. And he says, and my point is, there's always something. I think as a species, we have the desire to believe that we're living at the climax of the story. It's a kind of narcissism. We want to believe that we're uniquely important, that we're living at the end of history, that now, after all these millennia of false alarms, now is finally the worst it's ever been, that finally we have reached the end of the world.
Oh wow, that's profound.
I loved it.
My God, he's right. I mean, think about the plague, World War II. It's just in our lifetimes, it's definitely hit a crescendo.
Now it's the worst.
And we're all just like, what is going on? You know, like it does have this, we've been living off the fat of the land. You know, we didn't have the Great Depression, or we weren't here for the Great Depression. We weren't around for World War II. We, you know, our parents were like born, usually they're boomers for most of them now, right? Right after World War II. And, you know, we experienced, I think, a lot of great progress where you saw the world getting, you know, civil rights and gay rights and women's, you know, rights, and all this stuff was growing and evolving, and economies were changing for the better. And, you know, look, the developing world is always getting screwed. That's a bit of a different conversation. So more narcissism about enjoying, you know, the Western world and all the privilege that comes with that. But you're absolutely right. Like, this is not the first time humanity has been on the brink. And for surely it's been worse, I guess, just in our lifetime. And I keep telling myself, I don't remember if I talked about this on the show. There's a show on HBO called Winning Time. Have I talked to you about that?
I don't think so.
It's so good. You should watch it. It is about how the Lakers dynasty got its start. And I don't like sports. I get bored. I guess it's, and DeShanna thinks I'm an idiot. And it's like, I just feel like, I don't know, they're passing a ball around. She's like, you are so stupid and you sound so stupid. She's like, you have no idea how much strategy and whatever. So anyway, my point is, if you don't like sports, it's a great show. So Jerry Buss like decides, he goes from this real estate mogul to wanting to own this sports team. And the NBA as a league is pretty much done. No one's watching it on TV. Nobody cares. It's not making any money. And for some reason, he gets this wild hair up his ass and decides he wants to own an NBA team. And everything is going wrong for this guy, right? Everything. He's on the brink of financial ruin. His mother dies of cancer. Like, just everything is going wrong. And he's like, look, and he talks to the camera sometimes. He goes, I'm a numbers guy. And he's like, and at the end of the day, you know, basically he goes on to say, like, I've lost enough. Like, I'm due. That's what I'm saying. It's my turn. And I keep saying that. I'm like, it's my turn. I'm due. And then it keeps falling to pieces. It just keeps falling. Every single, like, business deal we get to the end of the line, like, get all the way to the end, falls apart. Every single, like, it's just crazy. It just keeps, and things keep going wrong. And then I can't even think, I used to think, like, all right, I'm cursed. As a woman of science, somebody has managed to put some sort of black magic hex on me. And then I like read these comments on my social and talk to my friends. I'm like, I might be one of the lucky ones.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know. I guess I don't know how to tell you, like, there could be worse thing. I don't think that's even fair. I don't even want to say that anymore. It's probably bad enough that you're like, fuck, this has been hard. And I want to just validate that. Like, wow, hasn't it though? Hasn't it been hard? And you're still standing. So bravo, right? Like, good for you. I hope you're proud of yourself for that. So let's take that for a second and really just go to hell. Not quite back yet. Still standing. Wow. I'd love to tell you the numbers game and like, we're going to win one time. Like, you know, my shrink's like, just keep firing those arrows at the bullseye. One's going to hit. I go, Dr. Wilson. And I'm like, we are 3 years into this conversation and I've missed the whole frigate for I'm not landing one, bro. but I think now, like, instead of, I'm trying to just, it's like, all right, you know, I'm not being optimistic and I'm not being pessimistic. I'm open. I realize anything could happen at any time, right? Putin could push the button. At this point, I really would just be like, you know, after COVID and all this shit, I truly think
Anything is possible. That part of it is out of my control, but I'm proud of myself and all of us. Everything you've gone through, Cindy, you know what I mean? Like, I'm proud of all of us for still being standing, because that's not easy. Sorry. At the end of the day, it's not. And continuing to forge forward while it may not be perfect, and looking for ways, like, what can you do today, tonight, right now, to just honestly, like, not go buy yourself like ice cream. You know what I mean? I don't, unless you can afford it, like, by all means, if you can afford an ice cream, like, go. And I don't mean financially, you know, health wise, like, go get an ice cream. If you have a food addiction, don't go get an ice cream. But what right now can you do to be like, I'm going to act like it's my fucking birthday today.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, what is it? Is it a pedicure? Is it a massage? Is it like a candle you love? Go buy yourself one. Is it a, make yourself a new playlist? Is it binge watch a show later tonight and cancel plans? Make plans if they make you happy. Like, what is it? And what if we work to do that one thing every day? But I think people do, and they're like, well, food, right? Doesn't take away from anybody else.
Hmm.
It's cheap and it's easy. So they're like, I'm going to reward myself with food. I'm going to say, no, we don't get to do food unless you're like, well, I just love, you know, I don't know, some healthy Indian dish, or I enjoy this sushi place, I'm going to splurge on it.
Spinach is awesome.
Yeah, but you don't get to go through the drive-thru and get a flurry or any of that. That's cheating. No. So you need, this is my assignment. Every day this week, you need to do something like it's your freaking birthday. Period. That's it. And in fact, I don't know what that's going to be for me this evening, but I'm going to figure it out. It's like, that's what we're doing every day. Something like it's your birthday. I don't know what it is. Could be a little present for yourself, a little self-pampering, a little meditation time. Give the kids their iParent. I don't know what it is, but do it.
I love it.
Do it. Because it's not going to get any fucking better, man. Just not going to get any better. And if you're so inclined, get yourself some of that Alaya immunity to keep on hand. Woo! All right. Now we're going to talk about your nose and smells and eating stuff. We'll be right back. Not eating stuff. How not to eat stuff you shouldn't be eating.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, guys, we are back.
And there's a couple of interesting studies. I'm not exactly, they're not the most cutting edge. I'm behind the eight ball on this. I came across them when I was working on some blogs and vlogs, and I thought it was fascinating. So can your sense of smell kill your cravings? And I immediately was like, well, that's ridiculous, right? Like, no, they make my cravings worse. I walk into a bakery, I want a croissant, you know? But according to the research, it can work for you instead of against you, but it's how you do it. So first, let's look at things that are non-indulgent, okay? Foods like vegetables, nuts, seeds, whole grains, they have little to no influence on what we eat, and they don't really have much of an ambient scent. So don't think for a second that if you take a stem of broccoli and shove it up your nostril, it's going to help. It's not. It's pretty much totally useless, right? Which is kind of like, why would God do such a thing? Like, if there is a God, why would you not make broccoli smell delicious, right? Instead, it kind of smells like you're, you know, like your dog is farting. Like that's what broccoli sort of smells like, especially when it cooks.
Cooking.
And eggs too, right?
And sulfury cabbage. Smell.
Yeah, stinky shorts. That's not fair. Like human nature would normally say, oh, it's bright. It must be poisonous. Oh, it smells bad. It must be bad. But when it comes to food, eat the rainbow. And if it smells terrible, it must be good for you. Like what the hell? Rotten dairy, tremendous. Like it just, but it's totally counterintuitive. So, does that smell like shit?
Ooh, enjoy it.
Yeah, this will prevent cancer.
This smells awful. Tasty.
Yeah. Oh my God. So forget about that. That's just a waste of time. So if you think it can be helpful, it absolutely is not. Now, conversely, right? Things like baked goods and pizza, savory and sweet, the sugar and the starchy carbs, all the processed stuff that isn't good for you can absolutely incite your cravings, right? It's like you walk into a pizza place and you're like, oh man, I got to get out of here, right? The French bakery to get the coffee. Oh, I didn't want to, I'm going to leave with a croissant. Okay. So listen to this. Here's the key finding. The length you smell a food matters significantly. So those who were exposed, sorry, I should probably tell you that this is a study. I got this from a study published in the Journal of Marketing Research, okay, from 2019. Of course, why do you think they're researching this? It's like, how fat can we make America? I mean, because there's money in it, right? It's like, get them on the way up and then get them when they need drugs to fix it. Okay, sorry. Back on point here, guys. So the length in which you smell a food matters. So those people who were exposed to the scent of a cookie for under 30 seconds were way more likely to crave the cookie and continue to crave it, right, until they satisfied the craving. Whereas those who were exposed to the cookie for 2+ minutes lost the craving and ended up choosing strawberries. And when they were exposed to pizza for 2+ minutes, so when they went pizza and apple scents for 2+ minutes, right? So an apple versus a pizza, but for 2 minutes, they chose the healthier option. So I'm going to read it verbatim. The same trend occurred when pizza and apple scents squared off. People choose the healthier option when they smelled the unhealthy food for more than 2 minutes. So there's something to the fact that it's like almost saturating us, or we're becoming immune, unaware, the senses are dulling. You know, I'm trying to think of how to describe it, but it just becomes background noise at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've been hit with it, and all the biochemical responses have sort of come and then gone. They've ebbed and flowed to the point that it's just like, if you walk into a bakery and you've been in the bakery all day, they don't even smell the bakery anymore. It's not part of their.
Right.
They I'm guessing at the mechanism for this, the finding of this study, but you know, we live on a canal. This has nothing to do with cravings, but we live on a canal, and in the summers in Miami, the seaweed comes up. It's called like sargassum or something. And it's from, I believe, the Sargasso Sea actually. Mm-hmm. And it stinks. Holy cow, does it stink? And
It smells like, oh my God, dude, like just sulfur. It's so bad all over the beaches for several months. And my friends sometimes come over and they're like, I think you've got a sewage problem. And I'm like, Cindy, you stop smelling it because yes. you live in it.
That's the whole thing about cats. You know, people are not aware of their kitty litter smell because they live with it. Visitors
they
know.
They live with it. Like, yes, they do. Don't talk about Sir Pounce.
Sir Pounce. That's the kitty's
name.
That's
not his name. His name is Blue, but Deshanna loves to give the animals cool names. So like I Memphis like... was Memphis, right? Until I named him Professor Shklovsky.
Oh and my then... gosh. Dr. Professor...
Dr. And Dr. And Gert is seven and Professor Shklovsky.
Sir Pounce.
Sir Pounce, which will become Sir P soon. And Sir P's a lot. But she doesn't know that yet. And we're still debating on whether or not to keep Sir Pounce. So
cutest kitty. I mean, my God.
Sir Pounce is asleep in my lap right now.
Know that after a while you will no longer smell the kitty litter, but your guests will.
Oh shit. Oh, the tip was, hold on. That's the takeaway. The takeaway is this. If you don't want to eat sugar, hold the chocolate to your nose for 2+ minutes and see if it gets better. That's what I was trying to say. Keep like a chocolate sniffery. It was a good out on this kitty litter. I'm sorry. I ruined the out. The out was perfect. You put a beautiful button on it, but I felt like I didn't close it out.
I figured it was just an aside, but
shove a piece of chocolate up your nose.
Or like chocolate lip balm.
Something
that? Would that help?
That could work. It 2 minutes of the rich smell should take away your cravings or really mitigate it.
Now I kind of want to try this.
That's the whole point. We're a takeaway show.
Oh yeah.
Take away information, put it to use.
Take away food, smell it. Bah, bah, bah.
That's perfect. You can go out now.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first 1 million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
All right, team. We're back. Sir Pounce is still here. Uh-oh. Are you waking up?
Aww.
I think it's a boy. Oh, sure, it's a boy. Have you ever tried to sex a kitten, by the way? It's harder than sexing a little chicken. Seriously, go to Google. I want you to do this because we all worked on this for about a half an hour last night to figure out what this thing is. And Google, how do I tell if my kitten is a boy or a girl? And there's two holes underneath the cat's bum. Two. And if it's a girl, the second hole is closer to the cat's butt.
Oh.
And if it's a boy, the hole is farther away. Doesn't make any sense. You see it? You see it? You see it? You're going to need to go to Google Images. Don't go to the news.
Wait, I want it. The genital opening appears as a vertical slit and is located directly below the anus. For yep. That's for females.
Pounce
for the
doesn't males, have a slit.
The penis appears as a small round dot and is at a greater distance from the anus with yep. the testicles located in between.
Poor Pounce. Yeah, they're up in there somewhere.
Yeah, they don't drop yet. Oh my God.
We're sure.
Oh. I
there's no slit. Pounce has no slit. So I'm almost
recommend
positive.
People Googling the images because there's one where they've lifted the tails.
Isn't that rude?
And but I like the drawings because they're adorable. The drawings are really funny.
Cat butt drawings. I'm almost sure Pounce is a boy. So anyway.
Well, we'll have to
label I gave Pounce at birth. So yeah, Pounce is a cis boy cat. I don't even know. Anyway, so it's been a minute since we've talked about this, but we have talked about it before. I'm getting so many questions, though, and instead of going back through 500 podcasts and trying to find a link for this one, let's talk about barefoot shoes. What are they? Minimalist shoes. Talked about them before. Gonna talk about them again for all the reasons I just rambled on about, because you guys are asking me a lot of questions. So, first of all, there's a lot of promises that are made about barefoot shoes, minimalist shoes, or actually working out barefoot, which I see all the time. Promises of correcting biomechanical issues. This is bullshit. Not wearing shoes is not going to correct flat feet, high arches, plantar fasciitis, bone spurs. It's not going to correct an issue. You need to go to a podiatrist for an issue. The question is whether or not working out with a minimalist shoe will make you more injury proof. And first, it depends on the workout. So the obvious is if you're going to be working out without shoes or a minimalist shoe, definitely, I don't love when I see people in the gym barefoot because I'm just like, oh my God, what if you stub your toe or you drop? Like even a minimalist shoe with a sole is going to be better, right? Like what if there's something on the floor and you step on it and it just at least something with a sole, like a minimalist sole. I think it's just better to avoid any kind of accident, but something like Vivo, and this is not an endorsement, has a very minimalist sole. But other than that, like a very, very little additional support, if any, just essentially foot protection on the bottom and sort of on the top, right? So At least do that for me. Now, if you're in yoga or Pilates, you're already barefoot. And in fact, most dancers, ballet, for example, it's a minimalist shoe. Tap needs a tap shoe for the sound, but it's already a minimalist shoe. So you don't have to worry about smacking into a piece of equipment because your body is your only tool, whether it's dance, Pilates, or yoga. So that's there without saying it, right? That's been a benefit for thousands of years or hundreds of years or however long people have been doing yoga, dance, Pilates, which kind of some of thousands, some are a few decades. Nevertheless, right? You get the benefit. What might it be? Well, without having a thick sole on your shoe, you first off are improving your mobility because the heel is lowering more to the ground instead of being elevated, right? So a little more Achilles flexibility, a little more gastroc soleus, like it's also stretching out the calf. So it gives you a greater range of motion inherently because your foot is flatter instead of having the heel elevated a little bit. It forces you to use some of the stabilizing muscles in your foot more. It also allows for more impact, which is great for things like bone density. So you've got bone density, mobility, strength, and strengthening your stabilizing muscles, all good stuff. Now, when you get into things like, and even lifting, by the way, people lift great, just please consider a minimalist shoe. Now, that said, if you are doing something like a squat and you have ankle mobility issues, this can, because remember, if you're not mobile in one joint, your body's going to borrow the mobility from elsewhere. So if you're going too low and you don't have the ankle mobility, it's going to transfer to the low back and cause problems. That's why sometimes it's like, oh, put some plates under the heels of your shoe so that you're still protecting your spine and you're able to keep your spine neutral as you drop a little lower into the squat. So I don't want you guys to also forget these little cheats because we need to protect your spine far more, you know, before it's like, oh, I want my heels all the way down in my squat. Yeah, but if you don't have the mobility to maintain proper form takes precedent, then go do some calf stretches when you don't have your spine loaded. So let's say that. So now with things like impact specifically, you've got jumping and running, right? Jumping and running. That's where my answer here is going to be no. I'm going to say no. I know people do it. It depends obviously on how much you're running or jumping, but I think go to a performance shoe store, have them look at your foot, right? Check how you walk. Do you supinate? Do you pronate? Are you knock-kneed? Are you bow-legged? High arch, flat foot? Because when you've got this constant repetitive motion and there's impact involved, you can get injured. It's too much stress, too much impact. Now, you could train for it. Absolutely. We've seen human beings walk on glass. Human beings walk on fire. We've seen children in the developing world that can't afford shoes, run around barefoot for hours on the most insane surfaces. But that's not us. That's not the majority of us. We've been raised in shoes. We've come up in shoes. So to condition your feet for such a thing takes time and patience. If you're going to do it, it has to be done very gradually. Even still, even when you switch to lifting in the gym and things that you don't usually go barefoot for, do it gradually. Do it 10 minutes at a time. And then the next 2 weeks later, you can go up to 15 minutes at a time. Then 2 weeks after that, 20 minutes at a time. Now you're about 6 weeks and you're able to do things like the weightlifting, the walking, the stair climbing, because it's not extreme impact, right? For longer periods of time. And I wouldn't do it more than 2 times a week, to be honest. 2 times a week, 10 minutes. 2 times a week, 20 minutes. Or 15 minutes, 2 times a week, 20, 2 times a week, 25. Then it's like, okay, 3 times a week now. And you build up gradually, advancing every 2 weeks in the level of difficulty, just like you would adding more reps or doing a more difficult exercise. Give yourself 2 weeks to adapt and grow stronger with the appropriate recovery time in between sessions. Because remember, we're adapting to stress. That's what we're adapting to. More weight, more impact, more time under tension. It's stress. So the body has to heal and repair during recovery in order to adapt to the stressors. That's why it's adapting. It's going, shit, it's a lot of stress. I got to get fitter, stronger, tougher to take this on. So, you know, when you look at calluses, that's the skin thickening to be able to hold, let's say, dumbbells while you're lifting. If you just keep lifting and you don't let the hands heal and repair, they will tear open. So, So, which, by the way, you can always wear gloves, but that's, you know, whatever. But that's what's happening there. So if you're going to do something like that, you know, people get into these very extreme, it's got to be very gradual and very slow. And if you start to notice pain, right? Like you can, cause you can start to develop things like bone spurs from stress. This stuff is no good. You want to be really careful. Like there's just, to me, I'm like, the benefits are, or the risks outweigh the upside. People have been running on great shoes for a long time with good biomechanics in a perfectly safe way. And we can strengthen the muscles of the foot by walking around the house barefoot, walking or in minimalist shoes, walking around the neighborhood in minimalist shoes, doing other types of exercise in minimalist shoes. So there you have it. You know what activities to use, how to progress yourself. But did I miss anything? I don't think so. Well, Pounce is biting me. I think Pounce is hungry. Pounce the boy cat. All right, we got to stop this. We got to end the show. Hey, guys, if you're enjoying the show, do us a big favor and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, because it just helps us get the show out there, get heard by more people. We'd really appreciate it.